Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I just talking about abiding with the Lord and what God is, you know, sharing with us. For myself, I've been abiding in several areas, but one is Psalms 91. I'm telling you, that is where you need to hang right now. You need to really spend part of your abiding time and go where God leads you. But understanding the whole psalm begins with "He that abides." Mm. Think about it. Under the shadow of God. Mm. He that abides. And that's why we always talk about abiding, because you'll be protected, you'll be safe. And he talks about all these fowler snares, which is, you know, nets scattered on the ground for you just to land them, jerk it, and all of a sudden your enemy takes you down. Listen, you got enemies. I mean, if you walk with God, you got enemies, and you got enemies that don't know they're your enemies. And they're being used, like Peter was being used, to try to put a snare in Jesus's path that'll go to Jerusalem. I mean, you got to be, but God just protects you from all that. If you abide with him, he protects you from that. Deadly pestilence, you know, attacks in the daytime, attacks in the nighttime. He keeps your feet from smashing stones. I mean, he does all these different things that he does. And he rescues you because you love him. Mm-hmm. And this is a day we have to understand, but it's the faith in knowing that God, what he says is true, what he says he'll do, he'll do. It's not just like, well, I read it and I hope it works. If you have no faith, that means you have no shield, because your faith is your shield. That's what empowers the word of God in your life, that when you read the word of God, you hide it in your heart and you believe what you read and you hold on to the fact it's like, hey, I abide with God. I'm protected. Hmm. You know, he's got me up under his wing. I'm up under the wing of God, Steve. Think about it.
Yeah.
I'm a wingman. I'm up under the wing of God. But think about it.
That's cool.
And if you're abiding with Jesus Christ, and if you don't have an abiding plan, we have one for you at iabide.org. You can say that you're a wingman, you're a wing woman, wing son, wing daughter, because you're under the wing of God. And remember, God created the birds. He created us. He created, when you hear these wings, I mean, think of it in the context of some, you know, think of it as protection of God, the arm of God. I mean, think about the four living creatures that are covered in wings, you know, before the throne of God, and they're crying out, holy and holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. These wings of God are just covering you. You're protected. I mean, think about a mother hen after she gathers her chicks. She puts them up under her wings, and you can't find them anymore. All you're doing is just seeing the hen there. Mm-hmm. And she gathered them up under her wings. And I want to encourage you, you know, get into Psalms 91 and begin to take it really slow. Don't read it rapidly. You just read a couple of verses, write them down in your journal, and begin to, you know, look up a few definitions of what those words mean and understand, my goodness, there's so many different ways God is going to protect me from deadly pestilence. When people, some of the prophetic words are that, disease is going to come and things are going to happen that bring in plagues and whatever. But he says in Psalms 91 that he'll protect you from that. Mm-hmm. He'll protect you from that. And so you can say, you know what, I'm going to get it and hold on to the word of God. And I think about just yesterday on the radio when John was talking about that Fox News interview with the lady who's protecting the lady with the baby. Yeah. She goes, well, Jesus. Stood by faith and held back that adversary that was coming. You got to see that. You got to VFNTV.com on the torch and see it. But understand that this is the God that we serve. He knows those who are his. So you can't like say you are. I mean, you are. If mm-hmm. you've made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you know, and you've repented, you say, Lord, I'm here. And then you can know God is going to protect me. God's going to, and then what do you, this is one thing. This is one way he does it. He gives you wisdom. He gives you wisdom on how to take this next step. And if you're abiding with him, he's going to speak to you in that abiding moment and throughout that day. And he'll say, take a left here, do this, don't do that. Invest here, don't invest there. Hold back on this, get that. You know, he tells you what he's leading you. He's not ordering, he's leading you what to do. And that's how he protects you. Some people, you know, have been sold a bill of goods that says you can be in rebellion. You can not even spend any time with Jesus, who you profess is your Lord. And he's just going to supernaturally protect you. Mm-hmm. Protection comes when stop signs go up. Now you can go through the intersection without dying. Well, if you're going to drive through an intersection and say that has no signage at all, and saying God's going to protect me, he's going to say, no, you didn't listen to wisdom. Wisdom mm-hmm. says, put up a stop sign, put up mm-hmm. a yield sign.
But then you got to pay attention to it.
Yeah. And then, you know, the signs are meant to point to something.
That's right.
And so then you have to pay attention. So this whole thing is about a relationship with him. And so it's not like, okay, I got to hang out with God because he's going to give me the rules and I'll survive. It's like, no, he just loves you and you're to love him. And together you're going to stroll in this journey, this garden of the earth. And you're going to talk about your day. He's going to talk about his. He's going to share with you, you know, what needs to happen. What is a good way to be able to take this next thing in your life or what's going on. And it's pretty amazing. And we're here today because of his voice.
That's right.
And the things that we've been sharing with you is because God shared them with us.
Mm-hmm.
And he has an endless reservoir of secrets of his heart and of his word. And it's just very, very exciting.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.